wow, what do you guys think of this sandcastle I built?
Oh, this is pretty nice, dude. Okay. I didn't know you were so talented. Look at this.
Dead on accurate, isn't it? It
looks little just close, like... A little close to the waves, though, I got to say. Mm-hmm. This thing's going
to
go soon.
You just have to critique everything, don't you?
I do. Look, where did I come from, Eric? Come on.
I actually like you took the time to make a Trojan horse entering the gates. That was really impressive.
Right?
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. You can enter like a contest with this, dude.
Yeah, I should. Wow, my God. Another thing that could enter a contest is how good this live episode on Conan the Barbarian is.
Yes. Hell yeah, dude. This could be part of the live podcast good things contest we might start out.
Exactly. My God. Because, you know, we did a little Odyssey riff there for you on the sandcastle. Yes. And this is another swords and sandals type of thing. You see what we're doing?
Yep. This is in Minneapolis, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
It's amazing, resilient city of Minneapolis. We had a lot of fun being there, even though we were there in the winter.
Yeah,
but it was a great time and a great show, great venue, and great people.
Absolutely.
Yes. Fantastic time. And this was just, I mean, just you talk about the coming together of a lot of great stuff here. You know, sword and sandal, sorcery nonsense, Arnold impressions. Like, this show's got it all. And I have to say, I am very proud of the fact we are releasing two episodes this month containing Arnold Schwarzenegger impressions.
Yeah.
You had a brief respite last week with Broken Arrow, but the week before that indeed was Total Recall. But yeah, this Conan show is fantastic. And Conan the Barbarian, I have to say, pretty fun movie.
Pretty fun movie. And another pretty fun movie is Pulp Fiction, which is going to be our We Love Movies episode for this month on the Patreon. Great episode, great movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I should say also, because we haven't plugged it at all in these rounds of introductions, say it here, because it came out the end of last month. People might have missed it. Volume 4 of our Modern Horror Recap show, Scaredy Cats, which is a video and audio podcast where we were covering Evil Dead Rise. That is available now, the top tier of the Patreon. That was a lot of fun.
Just in time for the pile of shit that is Evil Dead Burn. My God in heaven.
Yeah, that's check out the summer finale of On Screen Live where we reviewed that one.
You know, screen Evil Dead Burn from last week when you got piss in my eyes, it's still burning.
Yeah, I could smell it. Yeah.
I'm not going to the doctors. I'm like you, Eric. I'm not doing this. I'm not even going to deal with it.
And watching Eric's eyes burn from piss makes me a Smiling Time friend, which is our animation damnation.
Smiling friends. There's no smiling time
friend.
About it.
Oh, damn it. I'm an old man. It's okay. Smiling friend, because that's our animation damnation episode, which I was not on, so I've not seen that show yet, which is why I oldly got it wrong.
By the time this episode airs, hopefully Steve is a big fan of the popular cartoon Smiling Friends.
I hope so.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
We also had a really wild Gleep glossary this month.
Yes, we talked about Droma, which is a, you know, I said last week what he is. I won't go into it again, but it's not great. And that's a sideshow where we poke fun at the tertiary Star Wars characters. And this is as tertiary as it gets.
And this being a month, it's going to be, we did a once in a lifetime on a lifeguard's obsession, AKA Butts the movie again. honestly, one of the better lifetime movies to actually sit down and watch, I will say.
Yes. Body counts, butts, the whole
Beautiful.
Thing. A tiki bar is involved.
Yeah.
It's
AJ!
Really great.
R.I.P. JJ.
Oh, man. Yeah. Learn about AJ and his horrible murder in 2 days from now. If you're listening to this on the day it comes out, which is the 25th of August, on Thursday the 27th, Once in a Lifetime on A Lifeguard's Obsession drops. A lot of fun there. Last week, we also dropped an episode of The Nexus where we talked about the great TNG two-parter Unification, featuring Leonard Nimoy and Mark Leonard guesting as Spock and Sarek, respectively. A lot of fun there. And we had a big, wild-ass Melrose 210, Steve.
That's right. We talked about the we're in college now. Andrea loses her V card. That's for a 40 plus year old woman to do. And we also we're also talking about Amanda and Michael's steamy romance and what Kimberly says about it on Melrose Place. And tonight, if you're listening to this the day it comes out, we're going live on After Dark answering your questions at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. So mark your calendar. If you're a top-tier patron, we're going to be talking to you and listening to you and just telling stories and having a good old time.
Vibing, imbibing. It's a lot of fun. It's a nice hangout. And yes, even though We are on some sort of fake mountain retreat in these intros. We will be there live for our patrons to do that, even though we're off. So don't worry about that. 8 p.m. Eastern. Going to be a lot of fun. So, yes, that's it. This was us live in Minneapolis talking about Conan the Barbarian.
Butts.
The man they call Conan the Barbarian. Coming to a theater near you from Universal Pictures.
Oh, perfect.
We're getting rowdy already.
Oh.
Guys sound like a snake cult.
Oh, just one of those snake cults they have.
They're popping up everywhere.
Not seeing big helmets, though. None of the two snake helmets. We should get more of those.
That's
going.
Polite. Leave your big snake helmet at home.
Come on.
Someone behind you can't see if you're wearing your snake helmet tonight, so I appreciate you all for leaving it at
home. Well, how will they not know I am the leader of the snake cult if I'm not wearing my helmet? Minneapolis, what is happening?
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. I'll say off the bat, this is the first time we have been in your amazing, resilient, beautiful city. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah. So I just thought real quick we'd go down the line here and introduce ourselves. My name is Andrew Jupin.
I'm Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Even say that.
And we are We Hate Movies from New York fucking City. How y'all doing this evening?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I like that. It'll excuse me real quick.
Ooh.
There's that. Get that out of the way. Look at that. Ooh. Oh, my God.
It's a big boy right there.
We're
is
in for
steel?
A...
Is that the riddle of steel right
a
there?
A fun time in the hot town tonight, y'all.
They switch it up. It's the enigma of steel, the secret of steel, the riddle of steel. I don't get any answers for any of them.
It's all bullshit. That's
yes,
why.
Well, it's all
just donkey
fool's
shit.
Fool's errand.
We learn that flesh is stronger than steel, folks.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I agree with that totally.
Well,
hey,
watch it. Someone up in the mezzanine. Come down, my son. Jump. No, get it. Don't do it.
Do not do that.
Steve,
do
is that what that. They're telling all the fat guys on Forged in Fire?
Yes. Well, I like how Christianity came around and was like, what if we just peddle people like easy things to hear instead of like have them worship snakes and steel and whatever else? Like,
yeah.
Well, snake handling did make it through it all.
It did.
I was born a snake handler and I'll die a snake handler.
Plenty of people have died that way, and you know what? God bless them.
How many of y'all are familiar with the show we run on the internet?
Oh. Yeah, all right. Okay, that's good.
If you're new to the show, welcome on in. We're happy to have you here. We are a comedy podcast where we take a movie, good, bad, or otherwise. This is pretty cool. And we poke around, do some fun impressions, and get a little blue. We'll say that up front. It gets a little blue. If you're unfamiliar and you're like, what are the words coming out of their mouths?
Apologies on that.
This show is rated PG-45.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you're 45, you should still get parental guidance.
Yes.
I think it's 45. If you still live at home with your parents, ask them if it's cool to come out tonight. Mm-hmm.
If you believe in Crom, honestly, you might not want to be here.
Yeah.
Any Crom worshippers in the crowd? Because this might get a little offensive.
Wow. Okay. Right,
my favorite detail about Crom is the father says, oh, yeah, our God lives underground. You know what that means?
What's that?
Satan.
Oh, yeah. That's the way I was raised.
That's the only God I know. Is he a God?
He's sort of a God.
That's right.
Sort of.
The God to, like, you know, cool people that work at a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Or,
okay.
you know, a security guard at a metal club or something.
I got the theory that Crom is Satan. That's
mm-hmm. yeah. Four Winds is St. Peter. I get that.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's just like a sort of opposites thing? Like in their world, like the good guys are down and the demons are up there. You know,
that's a good point. You know, demons, they always fly around.
Every which way,
but
any
loose.
Which way but loose.
Yes.
Fuck, that was a great song. I was like, if they cut that song for us to come out, we may need them to just put it on so we can run it in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
How many of y'all have seen Conan the Barbarian before we announced it as the show topic?
Ooh.
Oh, all right.
Nice work.
How many of you own it on home video? Final question. Conan the Barbarian tattoos in the audience. Exactly what I thought. Excellent.
Yeah,
y'all passed. Fantastic.
Good work.
Well, maybe after the show tonight, you'll wander in somewhere.
Yeah. Actually, we saw a tattoo shop right down yonder there. You know, get a sword tattoo.
Maybe
a cool snake.
Don't be bashful, Eric. Eric is an amateur tattoo artist over here, and he will get a little pen, burn it. He'll do it for you.
Important word there is amateur.
Yeah, it's prison style pen. I jam a pen in you.
Yeah.
Or you could go get a Dulce Doom tattoo, and what you do is you go to the tattoo artist, you're like, listen, you know what James Earl Jones looks like, right? Like, yeah, okay, sure. It's him in Courtney Cox's wig from Scream 3. Okay, got it. No, you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
Aunt Milius, I have one question about the wig I'm wearing. What is with the half-inch bangs, man? Pretty dumb if you ask old James Earl.
Oh, this is all wrong. This is Jason Mewes' wig from Scream 3. This shouldn't be. No.
First came steel, then we cut the hair into bangs.
Speaking of steel, we do open on a forged in fire kind of moment here.
Yes.
Nothing but tang. I'm seeing a lot of tang here.
Yeah, what do you think, Steve? Was this accurate to what's going on that show?
He did they do a snow quench at the end there, which I really appreciated.
It was kind of great. We're watching it in the hotel a few hours ago, and that part happens, and Steve goes, snow quench? I don't know about that. As if he's made 1,000 swords. Fucking Hattori Hanzo down there.
Listen, I watched the Chopped of sword making quite a bit.
Sure.
And it's pretty damn good. All right.
Would the judges allow it if that was to happen? Would the judges be okay with that?
I just think that sword's probably going to crack, honestly.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's going to last the stress test, honestly.
Well, one guy really cheered for this Forged in Fire stuff. Do you have a home forge, sir?
Oh, no home forges in the audience? No.
No.
Oh,
Anybody out there making their own weapons? Because that's weird.
That's why we put the security up front.
Yes.
And like a lot of John Milius movies, well, maybe, I don't know, we got to start with a Nietzsche quote.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really gets that guy's fucking worldview in one sentence.
Nietzsche and Schwarzenegger, I wanted those two things to be separate. I just wanted, like, over here and over there.
Well, it's fantastic.
I'm kind of uncomfortable about the quote you're starting the movie with.
I'm uber-menching at the gym, I'm uber-menching at home, it's terrific.
Why don't we have the whole thing right on top? The whole Friedrich Nietzsche, all of his writings. First, we don't have to do a movie even, John.
It's just a weird philosopher to, like, swords and sandals and some guy that lived 10,000 years later.
Yes, exactly.
Or it's sandals and some guy, dude. Mm-hmm.
I'd watch that.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah.
So, legendary Japanese actor Mako is narrating this film as well as starring as the wizard, I believe.
Well, John Milius wanted Arnold Schwarzenegger to narrate. He really did. And then, like, the producer's like, nah, dude. Because I do think he'd be like, I guess you're wondering how I found myself in this situation.
Well, we'll have to back up a few weeks to tell the whole story.
Yes.
Okay, 6 days ago.
Well, that it starts, I mean, this tells you they're thinking franchise right away because it starts with what would be like the third or fourth sequel being like, oh, he didn't get the jeweled crown of Aquitus or he on his troubled brow. It's always troubled.
Yeah.
It's always, Conan is always troubled.
Oh, yeah, Schwarzenegger has like the Neanderthal brow.
Yes.
It's a troubled brow. It's
my new album, More Swords, More Problems.
Why is it selling so badly? Can't they understand it?
This narration is kind of funny, though, because if you don't pay attention, there's a detail that slips right by the goalie where it's like something, something, and also Atlantis sunk around this time. And you're like, wait, 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 wait.
All right.
Wait a second, man. I already got witches, wizards, swords, ghosts flying around. You can't just drop Atlantis into this whole thing. The lost city of what?
And where do you even, we don't go underwater. Maybe we're setting it up for Conan 4.
Oh, it would be so fucking funny. Like, he sees the ocean for the first time. He's like a fucking cat totally scared of water. But I must to liberate the Atlanteans or something.
I'm not sure, John, if I can drink all that. That's a lot of water, John.
He's kind of, in the beginning, we have baby Conan living with his, like, hippie libertarian parents.
Yeah, whatever this compound is, mm-hmm. like in the forest or whatever.
Right, and the father's like, the only thing that matters is weapons, just like libertarians.
I thought that this father was Burgess Meredith for a second, and they, like, dyed his hair super brown and somehow made him not an old man. Yeah, come on, Conan, you gotta do it. You gotta pick up the sword.
It's like Burgess Meredith in a Bee Gees wig, kind of.
Yeah, totally. That's one dude that wasn't staying alive.
I was going to say, we don't
Oh, come on, he's been dead for 20 years. Enough already.
You can tell by the way I walk, I'm a ladies' man, Rock. A ladies' man. You got no time to talk.
We can make fun of some more recently dead, if you prefer. Or, I mean,
No.
I was cracking the newspaper today. Oh, my God, they moved the funny pages to the front.
Good Lord.
Nah.
Either of the people you're talking about aren't even cold yet.
Sorry.
Oh, Lord.
But yeah, the father is like, we worship Crumb, not Shel Silverstein, not Harvey P. Carr. We yes. Crumb. That's who we are worshiping.
That's right.
Yes, it's important, Conan, that the ladies have giant asses. That's very important, Conan.
Perhaps you would like to give me a cool piggyback ride.
You know, those Silversteinians, they will build houses in their heads. They'll do it.
I do think, like, the... because this movie is very much, like, in the... Not in the mold of, but, like, Superman had come out, Flash Gordon had come out. Like, we were doing these kind of pulpy comic book adaptations in the early 80s. And, like, in the Superman movie, Christopher Reeve weirdly dubs his, like, teenage self, you know what I mean? To let you know that it's Christopher, he's going to grow up to be Clark Kent.
In case anyone would be fucking confused, but sure, that was a decision they made, yeah.
It's creepy as hell, and it would be so much better if this little kid who does not talk is just like, hello, mother, hello, father.
Here I am at Camp Wananal.
Father, a dog man, a red-headed dog man is coming for me, father.
Oh, my God, this dog man, this scout guy. Terrifying. Yeah. Could you imagine?
So, like, the village is being raided by these, like, Rough Rider kind of dudes that come in, and there is a guy. Yeah, he's kind of like a feral dog man, as, like, the little scout guy.
Too much design for not enough payoff. You know what I mean? Like, he's got a really cool tattoo thing going on. And, like,
to never be seen again in the movie. At least give him a cool death, like an arrow through the head or something.
That's exactly. Like, somebody, a lot of these guys get owned in this battle. You know, for the hippies, good going. You actually killed a few of them. But, the redhead is fine. That's it. You only see him on the rock, and that is it.
Dad's got this freshly made sword just cutting up these invaders a little bit. It lets you know that Conan's got some good stock, you know?
Yes.
And no, he comes from good people. The father's murdered almost immediately.
Yep.
This is a bad way to go. I mean, axe to the back, and then, if that's not bad enough, eaten by dogs.
Yeah. Yes. And the dogs have little suits on. It reminded me of the little dog they were trying to get in Alien 3 to play the little alien.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, that's cute. That's cute. Oh, no, they're devouring him.
Dude,
oh, great.
You put a dog in a costume in a movie, extra half star, I have to say.
I do feel if I was being, like, eaten by the... This is fucking adorable. Jesus Christ.
She might be biting up my throat, but it's fucking cute.
It's weird because it's very triumphant music while this... It's like... And he's like, no, my genitals are being eaten.
That's a real, like, shoot me in the head with an arrow if you don't mind.
Please,
know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Great raid sequence. I love the horse that goes right through a house.
Dude, that horse actor has a look on his face like, I'm not getting paid enough for this shit. Come on now.
There's house shit on me.
Like, animals were harmed on this production.
They had to
Oh, my God. You know that elephant didn't make it to the end of the day.
No.
I think he punches that camel in the face for real.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, when he punches that camel and it drops dead, and everybody looks, you think it's supposed to be like, oh, Conan, but it's really, Arnold, what the fuck did you just do?
It's either that...
Hey, John Milius, roll the camera. Mel Brooks doesn't have the guts for this. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, and this is Camel Punch.
This week's episode on Conan the Barbarian is brought to you by Storyblocks. Now, folks, Storyblocks offers a 100% human-made stock media library that's essential for creators with millions of curated assets, including footage, music, sound effects, templates, and images for easy pre-licensed use. And you can get all of that under one subscription. You cannot beat that. Storyblocks was kind enough to get me a subscription to test out their vast library, but I'm going to tell you the truth. I've used Storyblocks many times before. A few good friends of mine were making short comedic fake newscaster segments back in 2022, and I worked as a producer and voice actor with them. Not only were we on a lean budget, but we also did not have the time or hands to make our own sound effects, images, and footage to use in these shorts. Storyblocks all but saved the project. I continue to be awestruck by the sheer breadth of what is on offer through their subscriptions. Every single asset in the Storyblocks library is made by a professional filmmaker or artist, never AI generated, which is sweet music to my ears these days, professionally curated and ready to use and monetize content. Every download you make with your subscription directly supports a real working artist, and members save an average of 3.5 hours per week utilizing the library. On top of that, a subscription comes with unlimited downloads, and the Storyblocks plugin allows you to search and download assets directly inside Premiere Pro and After Effects. How about them apples, gang? Head to storyblocks.com/WHM to access the human-made stock media library that's essential to my workflow. For a limited time, they're offering 15% off any annual plan, and that discount is only available through my link. Again, that's storyblocks.com/WHM for 15% off annual plans. Storyblocks, let's do it, folks.
It's either that or like the best camel actor I've ever seen.
But after this, I mean, the camel union had Milius a gun to the head for the rest of his life after this.
Or we need a camel stuntman here for this punch.
Yeah, I was the camel stuntman. I got punched by Conan the Barbarian.
Just roll into your hump there. You know, you'll do great on this stunt.
I was this close. Before that son of a bitch punched me, I was this close to getting the Joe Camel biopic. I was right there, and that son of a bitch took it away from me.
They are cooking up people in this village like it's a fucking Star Wars funeral. It's awesome. Really enjoy it. You got Svenol Thorsen right here as one of the main goons for James Earl Jones.
Without the beard, though, it's a little... It took me by surprise because it's just bare-faced Sven, and I don't like it.
That's a man that was born with a fucking goatee on.
Yeah.
And it needs to stay that way. This is very unsettling.
Well, he looks... Because he's also got the bangs, because you need bangs in this outfit. He does kind of look like Christopher Guest in Spinal Tap if he took the Bane serum. Like just a jacked version.
Oh, the amp goes up to 11. One quarter size Stonehenge is inaccurate.
I'm enjoying this. Just keep going.
Yeah. I feel like I'm part of the audience here.
Come on now.
I haven't been able to rewatch any Rob Reiner movies yet, so those are the only two quotes I got. Sorry about that. So the leader takes off his helmet right here, and wouldn't you know it, it's James Earl Jones as Thulsa Doom,
right?
Which to me sounds like a Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah.
A delicious, be-banged Girl Scout cookie flavor.
I'm just shocked that Brian Doom went with such a big name for his son. I don't know why. Yeah. You're a normal Brian. Why go that big? Just a Dominic Doom. That would be good.
Yeah, he came from a normal family.
Yeah, hi, we're the Dooms. Hi, we're just... We're up the street now.
Martha and Greg Doom, this is our son, Thulsa. No, not Tulsa. It's a T-H. Fucking listen to me.
Yeah. So we're cooking up a chicken and half of a body of a man here for the family dinner.
Son, you could be whatever you want. Yeah, snake cult leader, too. That anything you want. I was thinking gym teacher, but snake cult leader for sure.
Whatever makes you happy, hon, because then you know what? If you're happy with what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Excellent, mother. I shall start a snake cult.
Now, you do know Harvey Pekar has his snake cult, and he's ready to go at any time, but I don't want to dissuade you. Just have that in your mind.
A Pittsburgh-located snake cult? That's a fucking George A. Romero movie.
There's plenty of them.
Wasn't it Cleveland, right?
Cleveland, man.
Oh, is it Cleveland? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, there's weirdos in there, too.
You know what? That's a trash city. I like Minneapolis.
Yeah!
Anyone listening in Cleveland, you're okay.
We are having a better time here.
That's the truth.
Yeah, go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
No, that's it.
So his mom's head gets cut off in front of him.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, a slow motion decapitated head coming right by this child actor's face. Mm. Now hear me out. I know it's not supposed to be really funny.
No.
But as it turns out, it's really, really funny.
It's funny. Come on, it's funny.
Yeah, and he kind of like reaches out his hand in slow motion. And it's like, bitch, you already missed. It's in the snow.
Well, also, you don't want to catch it. You might think in the moment you want to catch it, you do not.
Oh, because if you catch it, dude, then you're going to be next to be decapitated.
Is that how it goes?
Well, it's like with wedding bouquets, I think, right? It's just, I sort of assumed, you know, you catch something, you're the next to, you know, it's get like married or be decapitated.
At the very least, it's like a flag. It shouldn't touch the ground. No. You should try to get it first, because otherwise you got to burn it.
Oh, fuck, the head touched the ground. We got to throw it in that mailbox in front of the post office. Well,
what is so funny is this lady gets beheaded because she is so knocked out by how gorgeous James Earl Jones
is. Yeah.
That is a rare one. I haven't seen that one before.
Looking sharp in this. Yes. The bangs are working.
Bangs are working for somebody. And the blue eyes.
It's not. It's gorgeous looking all around, but the problem is the stare, because this movie is 2 hours and 9 minutes.
Yes.
When it should be 97 minutes long. And so much of it is James Earl Jones just staring at people. And then they stare back at James Earl Jones.
You start to see the magnetism, right? You can see why this guy is a snake cult leader.
Do you think it was happening to the editor of the film? He was just getting so hypnotized by it?
I also think a little bit of it's like, hey, John, should I have a speech or something? No, you should not. What you're going to do is look off into the distance wistfully. You understand? Yes.
So you cut to a line of children tied together in some sort of death march, which is not funny. All right, that's not funny.
I'm sorry, a little kid chain gang is kind of funny.
All right, I'll give you kind of funny.
Yeah. And also, but here's the thing. I mean, like, I would say don't take child slaves, no matter what. I'm against it. I want to put that right there.
Yeah.
But if
and you got that in writing, dude.
Did you hear that? The Justice Department? Come on. It should not exist.
Yeah, you could drop that investigation now. No, but if you're going to do it, maybe put them to work at something that makes any sense.
Oh, I love this. The machine, the push machine that powers nothing.
But what you're doing, you're setting up your own demise, because you're making these little kids push this wheel. It's a great workout. They're all becoming these fucking Frank Buffingtons. They're going to overthrow you, and then your whole operation's screwed.
And it does seem like you're, at least for this kid, I don't know about the other kids, this kid is getting protein morning, noon, night. He's getting it all the time.
I have a theory on that, because we don't see any really other adults at the end there. I think they fall down and then he has to eat them or something.
Okay. Oh, dude, like a mother gerbil.
We're snake cult are known cannibals, we come to find.
He's pushing this thing. Again, you want to like zoom out and it's like, oh, that's an irrigation system or there's grain or something.
Right.
No, every day is leg day when you're pushing this.
I feel like Sisyphus.
And it's kind of great because I'm pretty sure it's the only time in film history where the passage of time is documented by the character's thighs getting bigger and bigger and bigger until it's full-grown Arnold.
Yeah, that's child thighs being turned into man thighs, just by eating them up.
Not a lot of movies.
Well, they don't fuck around like Superman where there's like teenage guy. They don't waste any of that time. It's little kid, disgusting shit boy Conan.
Yeah.
And then just legs for like 10 minutes of montage. And then it just comes up and beautiful Arnold in the dumbest reshoots wig you've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, just like Jesus Christ, baby only, then adult.
Yeah, it's true. Not the only thing time we're going to be talking about Jesus Christ tonight. Sorry, everybody.
Don't worry about that.
But the...
Have you heard the word?
No, no.
Oh, well, we're not doing that? All right, no.
Of Crom.
Ah, yes, the word of Crom. Yeah.
I want the moment, we don't see it, but like at some point they just like, all right, you're going to do pit fighting, Conan. I just want like the, oh my God, that the big bopper called out tonight. We need another act. Like, you know what I mean? Like the behind the scenes stuff.
Oh no, the day the music died. Buddy Holly, no.
There should be, there's not, because it's just like, you boy, now you fight to the death. But there should be like an Arnold like, me? Me? Me?
They call him in early because it looks like they set him down on one side and his enemy on the other side. And it looks like they're supposed to be like, make friends. Come on, have some fun together before you kill each other. Come on, don't just sit there and don't talk. Oh, they're sitting there not talking. Okay.
And a lot of people are sitting and not talking in this movie.
That's right. There's
weird.
Seldom dialogue, but they put him up against Bitey first.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy looks like fucking Baraka from Mortal Kombat. This, like, all the, like, saw teeth this guy has, wild face on him.
And when he starts biting Conan, you get all those great Arnold noises you love, like, oh, it's like he just fell on the surface of Mars.
You called him the big biter. I didn't know you being literal. Ah!
Yeah, and this is like what's going to be happening this summer on the White House lawn, I think. This kind of fighting, is that what we're doing?
Get your Kalshi bets in. Get all your Kalshi bets in right now, folks.
Get your Kalshi bets in. Will the country make it till the end of the calendar year? Let's find out.
Yeah, you could put the child slaves in the Lincoln bedroom, thank you.
Oh, no.
No, it's fine in a line like
it's
that.
It's fine.
That's fine.
It just got renovated. It's no longer stuffy.
Couple things in this montage that are awesome, because it's like a series of fights, you know. Arnold in a spectacular cod piece at one point. Yep. Bummer that didn't come back.
Well, he's like getting like cooler and cooler outfits. Like some of them, I'm like, I want to hit pause and like I want to watch that movie when he's got like those cool Wolverine claws for like 3 seconds.
Those
like,
are pretty awesome. And what he's doing there, pretty cool. It's like the proto Wakanda Forever move that he's doing. Pretty awesome. And then also...
I want the one scene where it's like in the middle of his like great run of being a killer fighter. Like, tell me the truth. Should I get my teeth sharpened? A lot of the guys... getting their teeth sharpened.
Yeah, but Conan, you're not trained in biting. You can't bite. You don't know what you're doing up there with biting.
I just feel like I'm at a disadvantage with these soft, beautiful teeth.
You know, one day I'll show you. There'll be a vulture on my neck, and I will bite it.
I will bite a neck. I can bite necks.
We'll get to that, but it is one of the funniest parts of this movie. The other thing, though, because we got to keep track of this, too. We got to keep the head count.
Yes.
Conan definitely just holding a head up at one point. So that's two decapitations in the film so far.
We're like 9 minutes in, two decapitations deep.
I love it, man. I love a head rolling.
Oh, yeah. But so he basically, like, they send him out. Like, he gets so good at fighting, they're like, okay, now you're 35 years old. It's time to learn how to read, I guess.
Yes. Sure.
He learns how to read at 35 and loses his virginity, just like me.
Well, yeah.
So I related a lot to the film.
I do have to ask you, Eric, were you put into a fuck zoo at that when you were young? Was that how you lost it?
No. No one wanted to see that. I was in a darkened void.
Oh, okay.
It was like an under the skin situation.
I'm surprised, because I would think that'd be a nice community builder. Like, oh, come on, he's losing his virginity. Yeah, we got the gate up and everything.
My family was weird, not that weird.
But yeah, it's like, oh, look at the big fella. He's fucking that lady. Like, everybody's behind watching. It's pretty odd.
It's kind of weird. I think it's more Mako narration, and he's like, he also came to know the pleasure of women when he was bred to the finest stock. Uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh,
but it also begs the question, I think there's some little Conan the Barbarians running around that this movie doesn't talk about.
Definitely, right? At least many, right? The finest stock. Stock means a lot.
Well, surprise, John Milius was like, oh, no.
little Genghis Khan will do this well. Yeah. Let's put him in with the Genghis Khan stuff. That's great.
We do see him looking at paper. I don't know if we see him reading necessarily. No. I mean, we know that he's looking at it.
He's kind of just staring at it like, these are some cool figures on this scroll. I wonder if this means anything.
All right, Conan, here's your mark. You got to make your mark. You cannot spell. We're not letting that happen. We just need you a mark here, a little O and an X, maybe.
Everyone can't sign with an X, yeah.
There's this moment where we're just kind of hanging out, talking philosophy. What is best in life, Eric? What is best?
I would think of a falcon at my arm and the wind in my hair.
Yeah, that's an odd.
No, wrong.
You're totally wrong.
Oh, shit. What is it then?
It's, what is it? It's to see
your killing enemies? A bunch of people and bathing in their blood?
No. It's when you and your buddies, your mom got the Pizza Hut, and then the N64 is going, and you got the orange soda in the fridge.
And you take Bongzilla out, and you rip one, brother.
Can we talk about those sensational little bits of Instagram content for a second?
Guys, the 90s called, and they want you back.
They do.
Or the 80s, or whatever your algorithm tells you.
It is some of the saddest shit you will ever see in your life. Like, I get it. I enjoy watching reruns of The X-Files and Star Trek Voyager and pretending like everything's fine for a couple hours just like everybody else. But to wish that you were 10 years old again and mommy's buying Pizza Hut and a 3-liter Pepsi and you're fucking playing GoldenEye 64, loser shit, man.
Not
and
good.
On top of it all,
buy your own Pizza Hut. It's not that expensive. You got
totally.
It. You got this.
Pizza Hut has cratered. You can afford Pizza Hut.
Your age is fine. Just add Bongzilla. You're fine.
Yes,
you'll be
exactly.
fine. Don't worry.
And that's what this Goo Goo Dolls meme got right, because this fucking thing is remember the 90s, and they're all just filled with vaporwave music that didn't exist for another 30 years.
This has been our last 5 days with him.
Yeah.
Well, Steve keeps bringing them up, and I keep talking about how much I hate them.
And this tour is really tough on me.
I'm
in between this.
But no, it's bathing in blood and the sorrow of the women.
It's the enemies driven before you and hear the lamentations of their women, right?
That's it.
Right.
Which is great also, you know.
Great motto.
By the way, the lamentations called, they want you back.
Great motto. Hard to put on a t-shirt, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess he does such good philosophy that this guy frees him, like...
Dude, this is like some Harry and the Henderson shit. Like, get out of here, Conan. Nobody wants you anymore.
I kind of want, like, a scene where this guy's like, Conan, don't you ever want to be free? You know what I mean? Like, a scene in a movie. You know what I mean? Like, what are those things?
What is free? Yes. What is that? I don't understand.
It's already 2 hours and 9 minutes long, dude. I don't need this nobody character saying anything, frankly.
The funny thing is, the second he's freed, he's chased by... I would like to assume the same wild dogs that ate his dad.
Yeah.
They've been waiting for him.
They got a scent for, the family.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit, I never thought I'd eat this again.
He trips and falls into the kingdom of the Skeleton Kings.
Yes. The Society of Skeletons are here, Conan.
Kneel before us, Conan.
We're not the League of Skeletons yet. That'll come later.
This man is wrong. He has far too much muscle and mass. He's not a skeleton.
Not yet, anyway. You must find others to eat the meat off your bones so that you may become a strong skeleton, Conan.
It is kind of hilarious when Conan goes into this cave because it's all dark. You can't see anything. And then he like lights a torch or a fire or something. He takes one look around and it's like, my, there sure are a lot of skeletons in this cave. Including Super King Skeleton,
which
he
cool.
thinks is his own god.
Yeah, it's like take a legendary sword, leave a legendary sword. You know, whatever you want.
King Skeleton.
Well, you're cleaning it just by banging it on the ground. Oh, Jesus Christ! I mean, Crumb.
It would be great if it just shattered to pieces. Like, oh shit!
It was made of wood.
That should have happened, and then some, like, Indiana Jones thing happens, and he's got to get out of there or something.
He should fight the skeleton. Apparently, you know, this is a mystical world, you know.
Why not?
Because you got to animate them skeletons.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
What that is. One of the funniest edits in this movie, there's two really hilarious edits, I think, but this one is he comes out of the cave, and he's got the sword, and he's looking, he's like, my, those dangerous dogs are still there. And then it just cuts to Conan walking into a village wearing dog pelts all over him. Boy, I taught those dogs a lesson. I made them skeletons.
I want to. You know he ate those dogs.
Absolutely,
I want to see
definitely,
that.
Dude. I got a feeling we're eating dog a lot in this movie, and the movie's just not telling you.
You might turn off some viewers with that. It's definitely not chickens, though. We're not seeing many chickens. No. I think there's like two tops.
Remember when your mom was just ordered some dog and Crom was on in the cave?
X-Files new episodes were airing.
Oh, man.
The good old days. Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. Hot from Dog Hut, which we love.
Stuffed crust dog. I don't know. Is that anything? Probably not.
Maybe.
Sure, yeah.
Close. Dog tenders would be nice, you know.
Boneless dog tenders.
You know, the kids' menu would have that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's delicious.
So he wanders into this village, and wouldn't you know it, he comes upon a sexy lady who is also a secret monster.
Oh, yeah. He basically fucks this lady for directions, you know, like...
Oh, I'll tell you, Conan, but there's something you need to do for me first.
She introduces it as, like, there's a price, barbarian. You have to have nasty sex with me.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, she's turning into a vampire or something. Better throw her in the fire.
Wait.
I have hit it and then quit it. And by quit it, I mean throwing her into a fire.
Wait, where are the bars? I'm supposed to be in a zoo of some sort before I do this.
I cannot perform sexually unless an entire village is watching us go at it.
Where are your neighbors? Neighbors, come round. I'm about to fuck over here.
But as they're going, she's just like, if you go down the road, past the gas station, if you go hit the gas station, it's too far. Okay. And he's like,
this is good information to have.
Oh, a left at the old mill.
And it's like something, something. She mentions snakes, and it's a great, snakes? Did you say snakes? Cut to Joe Pesci, snakes, snakes. I don't know no snakes.
I also hate snakes.
Are you guys going to give up, or are you thirsty for more?
Try to catch me, you horse's ass.
There are some Home Alone hijinks later
there
on.
There are,
the
yes. Lord. She turns into evil light. He throws her into fire. She turns into evil light and bounces around her neighborhood for a little bit before he finally understands what to do.
Here's what's going on, though. They are copulating, as folks do, and that's all fine.
Oh, I've heard.
And then she turns into a fucking deadite from Evil Dead.
Yes.
And he continues thrusting for a few more punches. Than I would if all of a sudden I found out I was fucking a monster. That's just me.
You gotta finish, right?
Yeah.
I'm crumbing over here.
Crumbing in the gym.
I'm crumbing day and night. It's terrific.
I didn't know I've made women make that sound before. I don't know if it's a witch or not.
And also, like, he's cool with it if she's cool with it. You know what I mean?
Sure,
but then she tries to kill him and he's like, that's not okay.
But then she turns into like a flame version of the electric gremlin and starts popping from candelabra to candelabra until she scoots out of the hut laughing at him the whole way.
Let's not kink shame. That's what she likes.
And he just looks out at the sky and goes, Crom. Nasty trickster, Crom.
The next morning he's just wearing his dog outfit like, well, that was interesting. I would never talk about anything else.
Here's the other thing about that, though. You just made me realize. He has this crazy thing. He's fucking banging this deadite, throws her in flames. She reincarnates and flies out and laughs at him. He sleeps in this hut.
Yeah.
Oh, it's nice and warm.
Yeah. I would find anywhere else, man.
Come
I don't know.
On. He's got the hut to himself now. He's fine.
Cool. I wasn't going to be able to sleep over if she was also here. This pile of hay is clearly made for one person.
I'm going to browse her media collection now that she is gone.
Look at all her terrible music selections.
Oh, she must have gone to Fort Lauderdale.
So he meets this pal of his, Subutai is this guy, and woohoo, yeah, Subutai. Is the actor who played Subutai here? Is that who? Did you woo for yourself, sir? Is that what that...
You were great in the flick. You were great.
Fantastic, sir.
So he kind of like takes up the quest with Conan is the idea. There's something about like he hasn't eaten in a while, and Conan initially is like, yeah, and you're not going to eat now either.
They cut back and they're talking about which gods they pray to, but I would rather be like, so there I am. We're going at it. It's totally cool. I'm having a good time. She's having a good time. All of a sudden, monster. This ever happened to you, man?
This dog's great, but that's crazy, Conan. That's fucking crazy, man.
No, and then, yeah, I threw in the fire. Yeah, you had to, bro. You had to.
No, I was all the way there, and I just, you know what? I didn't throw in the fire. It's just how I was brought up. I didn't do that.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second, man. After you threw her in the fire, did she fucking escape as a little fireball, fly away, and laugh at you? Yes, as a matter of fact, that is what happened. Yeah, I heard about this chick, man. She's fucked up.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, yeah, you should probably get tested, man. Fireball? No, that's not normal, man.
Same thing happened to a guy I know. Absolutely.
Yeah. Tested by who?
Yeah, you're not going to piss right for a while.
That's the best thing is he folds so quickly on this crumb shit because sometimes, like, I believe in the four winds. They're above crumb. They take on everything. And he's like, huh, crumb laughs at your four winds. And then immediately he's like, he's above all of your crumb shit. And he's like, oh, I guess he's right. He's right.
It turns out you have blown my mind, Subutai.
Hello,
I
brother.
Didn't like that. Tell me about this.
Hello, brother. Have you heard about the four winds?
Oh, please. No, let me sit down here. Hi.
It's above Crom.
Here's a pamphlet. You know, you don't have to fuck monsters anymore.
What?
But what if I like fucking monsters? What will you do then, Mr. Four Winds?
The monster fucking is mostly in the Morris Sendak crowd. That's yeah, more their thing, yeah. Really.
Oh, let the wild rumpus fuck.
Mm-hmm.
A few of you got that. That's cool. So they come across this city. The two of them are on this journey. Great little moment here. Arnold, like, they got some street food. It's like a little lizard on a stick, and he's just kind of going at it.
They're kind of Star Wars food here,
a little bit. Salacious B. Crumb action here. Definitely.
It's a Star Wars food in a movie where James Earl Jones tells somebody he's his father.
Weird. Weird. Something was in the air in the early 1980s.
Oh.
Yeah, it was cooking people up by fire.
Mm. Oh.
It was also part of the Star Wars thing.
It's true.
That's right.
But really great observation by Conan the Barbarian here. I feel it's something the four of us would do if we walked into a city like this, which is... Does it always smell like this? Like, he's never smelled like this many people, like this condensed before, I think is the idea.
Right, that's what we smelled in Cleveland. But not here in beautiful Minneapolis.
And I think that show was like 5 years ago.
For me, it was yesterday.
But so they're searching around because Conan is looking for this snake logo that he saw the... You know, James Earl Jones folks were using there, and it's a lot of like, excuse me, have you seen this snake?
I know, I see lots of snakes. I eat them.
Well, there's this guy who's giving them like information about this, and he's like, well, 2 or 3 years ago, it was just like any other snake cult out there, you see? And you're like, wait a second. How many are out there at this moment? And then the guy's like, well, Subutai's like, well, where do you think we could find these people or something? And he's like, and there's this huge snake tower.
Yes.
8 feet behind these people.
You know you're in the snake district, right? This is like Snake Central. We're in the gift shop currently. That's the main attraction.
So they get the information from the guy, but then they buy drugs from him.
Yep.
And they're high as fuck wandering this town. And what does Arnold say about these women?
They walk by some sex workers here. And it's like, hey, Conan, want to have a good time, baby? And like Beavis and or Butthead, Conan the Barbarian looks at them and then looks at his friend and goes, they're sluts.
Yeah, I'm totally good to score.
And I don't think the word slut was around in the BC times.
No.
Arnold improv line.
Yeah,
hey,
I think so.
Subutai, this music video is quite poor.
I also like Faith No More, Subutai.
This is pretty cool working at the burger shop. Let's put our fingers in the grease fryer.
Oh, look, it's the roller coaster video. Roller coaster of love.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, sure.
And then he punches a camel in the head. We talked about that.
Son of a bitch.
Just drops. It just absolutely drops to the ground. So they meet Valeria here. This is Sandahl Bergman from Red Sonja and Hell Comes to Frogtown. And she's looking to climb up this wall, so they kind of join forces to climb this wall together. And it's sort of a weird, like, yeah, I guess you're on the team, lady.
You're pretty hot. I'll take you.
No, sure. Yeah.
I like that she tells them, like, okay, then you go first. And then we cut to them getting up there, and he's last.
I don't know, man. Sounds like a continuity error to me.
I don't know.
And here, these people are just practicing their peaceful snake religion.
Thank you.
This lady wants to sacrifice herself.
Yep.
And they kill their god, their snake god.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. You dropped right out.
No, I was afraid. I mean, the thing is, you can't talk ill about a snake in this town.
I think
you never know.
They'll come after you.
You know what I mean?
I thought you were being punished by Crom.
It's possible.
Oh, you'll be punished by Crom, all right. Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah, this cult is run by James Earl Jones's number two, who is a dead ringer for Lemmy Kilmister. It's unbelievable.
If Lemmy never had a cigarette in his life, he'd look like this guy. I don't remember the fella's name. He was like an ex-football player. He played for the Raiders and the Packers for a while. But he was also a Metallica roadie, possibly.
Another man without any dialogue. It's just like, yep, that's cool.
Ice and quiet.
Except for the one moment where he sings, "The snakes of faith, the snakes of faith."
Good tune.
We wind up, like, it's him and Sobotai, Conan and Sobotai. They see this big snake, great snake puppet here, amazing.
Oh, looking. My God, one of the best snake puppets of all time. Take that, Chamber of Secrets, and your fucking shitty computer snake.
Goddamn right.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Basilisk.
I too shall disassociate myself with the Chamber of Secrets, as that woman is a transphobe. Sorry.
Even I get it.
Yeah, fuck her.
Even Conan the Barbarian's on board, dude. That's
absolutely
how you know she's fucked up. Lady sucks.
She sure does.
Indeedy.
How many billions do you need to just shut your fucking mouth forever?
Seriously. No.
Just a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You don't see George Lucas running his mouth like that.
He's stuffing it full of noodles as he should.
Yes. That thing is for noodles.
That's right.
That gobbler's for noodles.
That prescient motherfucker, we've been making fun of him for years. Look what happened to the trade routes.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Told ya. Just here enjoying my noodles and my Diet Coke here.
Gotta have a big slice of minded my own fucking business for a minute.
Just gonna put it out there. You live your fucking life however the fuck you want.
Don't take my orange chicken away.
But they fucking wrecked this snake. The snake doesn't have a chance.
If you want to see the funniest example of a puppet be decimated by swords, look no further than this movie. Swords and multiple arrows.
This counts as another decapitation, I think.
It does. I think you're right. Wait, oh, you're totally right. So my count was off. Excellent. Yeah.
But
another
it counts,
decapitation.
I think.
And oh, it
I think,
definitely does.
I think it's worth, for all stoners and reptile fans out there, I would say generally, this should tell you, do not drug your snakes.
Yeah.
This snake is fucking hung over when it wakes up. It barely opens its eyes when, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger is just sweating on it nothing.
That's my party snake, sorry.
You're right. It's not even like the snake is like this big menacing thing. It's like, you're not going to, like, steal my jewel, right? Oh, that's fucked up. All right, now I'm waking up. Now you got me up.
We needed him to be chilled out for the ceremony, you see.
Yeah, some woman jumps down in to, like, be sacrificed.
Yeah,
presumably.
That's the party. That's what's happening.
And she freaks out because she's surrounded by blood that's not her own.
Very similar to Dragnet the movie, as I know everybody's seen.
Multiple people went, there was a Dragnet movie. And then even more people went, what's Dragnet? The movie is with Dan Aykroyd, though. So,
and Tom Hanks.
Oh, Tom Hanks, that's right.
Tom Hanks, second build after Dan Aykroyd. That's got a sting.
It's maybe the only time in history that happened.
Maybe they filmed the scene in the great city of Minneapolis.
Yeah.
See, I did it.
All right, I guess we can all do it.
Copycat.
Sorry.
Copycat.
There's a weird thing, though, where you're seeing, like, so it's like Arnold, and then the snake head is above him, and then real arrows are being shot into this puppet, like, 6 inches above him. If you are to believe the Tribune trivia, this is director John Milius doing it himself because he was, quote, the best archer on set. John, are you sure our insurance covers this?
Yeah. I'm in the Archers Union. Don't worry about it. I got this one here.
Oh, I'll be fine.
Arnold, do you mind if I put an apple on your head?
Listen, I'm not going to hit a great big Austrian guy. I know I can hit the snake puppet from here.
Now, listen, I did hit Arnold. I want to keep on the project, though. I think I should stay.
It's okay. It only grazed his troubled brow, and it just ricocheted off.
So this whole thing kind of goes tits up. They steal, there's like all this stuff, and then much like the Cave of Wonders in Aladdin, there's like this jewel kind of hanging in another place, and you're like, probably shouldn't touch that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something tells me this is the most important one in the room. Yoink.
And there might have been a draft of this where, like, that jewel does anything.
Anything. Steals your soul, breathes fire.
Earthquake. Always a good one. Things
cool
just start
idea.
Rumbling.
That's a real cheap one. You just shake the camera and everybody pretends to fall over. You could do that.
Some styrofoam rocks hit you. That's fine.
Arnold going up with a bag of sand, taking a little out and putting it in.
Or go full Lord of the Rings. Oh, look, now I am invisible because I'm holding the jewel.
That's easy to do.
Very.
I just love that snake puppet, though. I'm sad he was so decapitated, but it is one of the bloodiest parts of this movie, too.
But they break off, and they're, like, super high and happy about, you know, robbing these snakes. The snakes are, like, shaking their fist at him.
Yeah.
And, like, they go to this party, and they've just got all these jewels, and I'm like, can you break an ancient diamond?
You know what? Just give me 5 rubies back. The rest is tip.
No, I can't break that. You got to buy something.
All right, I'll have some Wrigley's gum.
All right.
You go on a
more.
They start spending all this snake money in Snake Town.
Yes, it's so stupid.
Get the hell out of there.
Dude, you need Robert De Niro running around being like, you got to take that fucking pink car back. Get that fucking fur coat out of here. You're spending all the snake money now.
What did I say about the double axes? I said, stay away from the double axes. You don't want to buy those. They attract attention.
Well, it's a deleted scene. They go to a different town where they don't accept snake bucks, which is a problem.
Oh, no.
Currency issue.
And since they're looking to spend snake bucks, that town, you know, turns them into the authorities and they're on the run, probably.
I love when he just passes out in this bowl of oatmeal.
Oh, yes.
It's amazing.
Oatmeal is being generous, dude. I think that's like snake-flavored gruel.
Yeah.
Because he falls in love, or he's being acquainted with a Valeria, and here's where a scene where it's like, hey, this is why I like you, and this is why you might like me, and like romance or something.
No, just hard fucking.
Yeah.
Because also, keep
that guy knows what I'm talking about.
Exactly. This guy knows what it's like to kill someone and then get that death boner.
Yeah.
And you're just rock hard from the murder you did that you got to put it somewhere.
I mean, the name of the movie is not Conan the Bachelor.
Yeah.
It is Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, man, so. I'm getting out there after all this time as Conan the Bachelor.
Valeria, will you accept this rose? Please come down.
Oh, no, they canceled my season of The Bachelor because I threw a sword at my ex-girlfriend.
I'd argue those are the people you want to see on TV. Yeah. I want to see a complete psychotic mess.
Yeah.
They go back to like the back of this tavern, and it is like one of the longest sex scenes you've seen in a non-pornographic film. They just keep fucking.
So, babe, at what point will you be turning into a monster? That is kind of my thing.
I cannot complete until you have transformed into a dead-eyed.
It's the only way I can crumb.
Come on, tell me, you're at least a wizard, right? You're a wizard of some kind, come on.
The best is during this sex montage, they stop to eat a bunch of meat off the bone. And again, I'm like, dog? Person?
It's like everyone's dream of fucking at Fogo de Chao, you know what I mean?
So then they're apprehended and taken before Max von Sydow.
Hell yes. King Ozempic. Or Osric. Some shit. I don't know. He's in one scene. I couldn't learn his name.
That's right. I have less nausea than before.
No, I love the movies of Ingrown Bergman. And I just love the work Sydow does.
He's Max. Yep.
No, he's just basically like, you stole from me. You have great big nuts for doing it.
I salute you. You're stupid enough to steal from me.
Take some rubies.
Now get those balls out there and get my daughter.
Yes, they're quested to find the daughter who's now, I guess, betrothed to Mr. Doom.
It is.
Yes, here's the thing. My daughter has fallen in with a snake man, you see. And I will not have my daughter dating a snake man, if you know what I mean.
Jesus, dude. Come on, man.
Calm down, sir. Yeah.
It was a different generation. You have to...
So that is the quest. The quest, by the way, which falls... I don't know, 47 minutes into this movie? Yeah. Good God.
It's a good place for a middle. If this was the middle, I'd be very happy, but we're not near it.
Because it's like, oh, if you come back, you'll get all the jewels you'll ever want. You'll be your king of your own, blah, blah, blah. But be careful, heavy lies the crown, yada, yada.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm taking all of your warnings.
But Valeria's like, you know, I've never, like... been with somebody. I always, and it's like almost a nice scene where she's like, you know, I walk by these tents and people are holding each other and finally I have someone to hold. Let's not go on this quest.
Like, yeah, I'll be going by myself. Bye. It's kind of amazing, right? Because she's like, yeah, we have warmth that's so hard to find in this world. Let someone else do it, right? And he's like, yeah, okay. Can we have sex real quick? No reason. And she wakes up and this dude is gone.
Yeah.
Enjoy the jewel. Bye.
You would think the absence of whatever he smells like at this point would really wake you up because, like, oh, daisies.
They must have a sleep number bed because you would know if fucking Arnold got out.
Absolutely, you know what I mean? Dude. Like, this won't make sense to you all for another few years, but hasta la vista, baby.
I'm trying out new material.
So this is where he runs into the Manson family. Oh, excuse me, the Children of Doom.
Yeah.
I apologize. This is fucking Midsommar shit.
It's Milius like grinding an axe against hippies, right? Yes. That's what this is. Yeah,
John Milius probably not a fan of hippies, I would guess.
No, I don't think so.
And he does like this thing where it's like, oh, it's your classic, you know, which we do a couple times. Valeria does it earlier, like knock somebody out and take their outfit. But there's this dude, and he like kind of flirts with him a little bit, and he's like, could we go over there and like be a little private? And I'm like, this is a movie I want to watch.
It's so crazy. He's like, I have to go over here. I'm afraid, and I'm shy. And this dude is like, my goodness, I've never seen a beefcake like this in our cult before. Right this way, behind the rock where no one's the wiser.
This is right after he starts being roommates with Mako, right? Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he does ride to Mako, who lives on the ocean, and he's a wizard and whatnot. And
he starts yelling at him, like, while I'm gone, you know, the chore wheel says you got to oil the sword today. And
you oil the sword, you feed the horse, and you better take out the recyclables, because if I come back and there's just a bunch of bottles everywhere, I'm going to fucking lose it, wizard friend of mine.
I did the dishes last time. No. I did the dishes last time.
I told you I couldn't do the dishes tonight because I have to work the late shift at the diner.
But what are you talking about? I told the skeleton knights that they would do the fucking laundry and the dishes tonight. Yes, you did, but we do not care.
But also, like, he's busy. He's busy narrating the movie. He's got a lot on his plate back there.
He does have a lot on his plate. Yeah,
that's fair. Right.
So I kind of want him to, like, go all the way with this guy. And then, like, I'm going to steal his outfit eventually.
We moved in together.
There's another. Experiment a little bit. Live a little, Conan.
No, he just elbows him in the stomach and steals his clothes.
Here's the thing. He's wearing the outfit, and everybody's like, well, that guy doesn't belong here. Like, he looks very different than everybody else.
He's constantly showing people this giant amulet he stole from above a giant snake, thinking that this wouldn't be a red flag to anyone.
And nobody else has a bench press back in their village, I don't think. Just generally, I don't think that's what's happening here.
But so Thulsa Doom appears right here, and he's making a big speech. He's dressed like a character from Wicked with this fucking outfit they got poor James Earl in, my God.
Right, it's the state of the cult address, I think he's doing.
that's right. Said one of those a couple weeks ago, as a matter of fact. It was just as incomprehensible as this one in the movie. But yeah, so Conan gets captured right here. There's a great moment of Svenol Thorsen stepping on his hand.
And yeah.
It's like, Svenol, you're actually doing it, man. No, the ring is cutting into my finger. You're not acting anymore.
You're not going to be in the next one, Sven. After this, I'm not doing it again. No.
And you know, hey, Arnold, I heard real quick that Svenol was acting like a real turd on the set of Conan. Just saying, if you wanted to cast old Jesse in the next one instead of Svenol, I'd get it.
You know who likes destroying things? Jesse. So if you want me and Conan the Destroyer, I'm here to do it.
That guy's a goddamn American hero.
I love that man.
Yes.
He absolutely is. He absolutely is.
Hell yeah.
We're not just saying that because he might be here and we're frightened. We're not just saying it.
That's only 10% of the reason we're saying that.
He might come here. These people have an award-winning bathroom. He might come here just for the shitter.
Yeah,
when I'm ever in this part of town and I got to take a shit, I head to the Varsity. Award-winning bathroom.
Every Thanksgiving, the Black Friday morning, I go to the Varsity, take a huge shit, get rid of Thanksgiving dinner in an award-winning bathroom. And then do my shopping.
I know the owner. He lets me write in.
Pure class.
Pure class. But so, yeah, basically, it's kind of great because Thulsa Doom. All right.
I'm just dealing with whatever the fuck this is.
What the hell?
Oh, it's Jesse Ventura. Oh, I see.
Is it ticking?
Someone has handed you a Jesse Ventura doll.
Thought it was a fucking IED for a second, but.
Does that thing come alive at midnight? You gotta tell us now.
You better not feed me after midnight. Don't get it wet.
Is he supposed to be holding an RT microphone and this, or?
I don't know, but for a second I thought it was Lex Luthor.
You got me wet. Now there's little ones popping out of my back.
Uh-oh, pop, pop, pop goes the Jessies. Oh, let's put this guy right there.
That's great.
Incredible.
Thank you, sir. I thought you were a terrorist for a second, and I'm sorry about that. It was instead a very cool gift.
Thank you.
But, you know, Thulsa Doom is like, you killed my best snake. I'm really mad at you.
Where is the eye of the serpent?
And Arnold is like, you killed my father. You killed my mother. You stole his sword. And I'm like, it's the sword that gets him mad. You know,
yeah.
The order of things.
The parents is the one thing, but then the Suad is a whole other situation.
It's not the enigma of family or the secret of family.
No.
No, it's a secret of steel.
Right, and he used to collect steel, but now he collects flesh. Mm-hmm. And this is where he commands someone on the mezzanine, sir, please jump down.
No, do not. Do not.
No.
Don't do that.
And the woman jumps down and she dies. Yeah.
You broke into my house, stole my property, my servants and pets. Rifled through my record collection, raided the fridge, didn't flush the toilet.
Yes, you neglected the cleaning instructions on the Airbnb.
Clearly stated to take the recycling out.
You took the wrapping off the Motorhead record? Oh, you're out of here. You're fucking out of here.
You did not read the binder that came with this Airbnb.
A dirty binder we never even wiped down.
And for that, you shall be crucified.
Are we done thinking that that's better than hotels, by the way?
Are we done with that finally?
Mostly.
Yeah. My God. I don't need to take out your fucking recycling. Sounds like a you problem, Airbnb.
Just play janitor for us. It's fine.
They ask you to take the garbage out. Then there's also a fucking $50 cleaning fee.
Yeah.
Scam shit.
Scam shit, I agree. Oh.
Marriott doesn't do that.
But he is crucified because he lifted for our sins.
On the tree of woe.
This is some Yellow King shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a little too cracked for me.
Is that the tree of woe, like, bad or whoa, kind of cool?
Oh, there's one. There's the tree of woe, which is the bad one, and the cool one's next to it.
Oh, wait, this is the bad one?
If they crucified him on the bad tree of woe facing the good tree of woe when he saw the fun they were having.
Good tree of woe has N64 and your mother's bringing you Pizza Hut.
The tree of woe, awesome.
Three meat lovers pizzas right to you. Oh, come on!
Totally awesome 80s.
Episodes of The X-Files are on, and the guy across the street has been crucified. Oh,
and all I've got is this crappy vulture meat. Come here, vulture.
Oh, the neck bite is great.
Oh, my God.
Him biting this puppet. This lets you know exactly why he was never a guest on The Muppet Show.
Yes.
This gets you on a blacklist somewhere.
Yep. Well, there'd have to, of course, be a sketch where I eat one of them.
Sam the Eagle, get over here.
You know, Arnold, we don't have doubles of these things. We try to keep, you know, these nice. I don't care, I'm eating Miss Piggy.
Oh, that hurts. I'm bleeding. Waka waka whoa.
Oh, hey Arnold, why did you eat my wife?
Hiya!
I mean, she was a pig. What else am I going to do?
I eat pigs, I eat dogs. Oh, hello, Ralph.
Be fair, I was fucking her and then she turned into a monster, I thought.
So you threw her on the fire?
You know that Jim Henson, he's an overreactor. He gets, oh, he's such a meanie when he wants to be.
You're just having Charles Grodin sloppy seconds there, Kermit.
You would have been honored to have Grodin sloppy twos, dude. And, come on.
I would have sex with him now.
That'd be tough.
That time I had Fargo sex with Charles Grodin. Y'all know what Fargo sex is?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's not too far from here, right? Fargo? No. You ever go to Fargo and have sex like that?
That's like Fargo sex. I think if you're in town doing Fargo sex,
that's
Fargo
the
sex
ultimate.
Squared. Yeah.
That is the ultimate, dude. And then your mom brings Pizza Hut, etc.
We're just going to play all this 33-year-old vaporwave music.
But just when things all seem lost, two characters that you thought were written out of the movie come back. That's fun.
Ooh.
He sees Sobotai like coming over the hillside, and the edit's kind of cool because he looks, and there's Sobotai, and you're like, oh, awesome, he's saved. And then he goes like below a ridge, and when they cut back, he's not there. So you think for a second Conan is sort of hallucinating or something. But then he shows up and he runs up the hill and there is just some great Arnold laughing. It's just big teeth like, ah, oh, Sobotai, here you come to take me off my cross.
I mean, if I was Sobotai, I am sitting down and I'm eating a leg of dog in front of him while he's there just to give him a little taste of his medicine.
Yeah, for sure.
But you're right. It does look like mirage for a second, which is kind of cool. Then he comes back over the hill and it's real.
I need to see him being taken down, though.
Oh, that would take forever.
I want to see these nails come out, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, instead of, like, staring at James Earl Jones, like, maybe we do this instead. Ow, the railroad spike pulling out of my hand. It's kind of something.
Oh, it's gushing. It's gushing.
And because he was crucified, we need to put him in, like, a swing, and then demons are going to dance on him. This part's unclear for me.
It's pretty cool because he gets the face paint from Qui-Don.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Oh, look, I'm in Dune 3 now. Cool.
Are you a Bene Gesserit?
Hey, Timothy Chalamet, ignorant comment, man. Just putting it out there, that's not even something stupid enough for me to say.
Oh, imagine if Sarah Ferguson said, use the voice, and then Timothy Chalamet went into an Arnold impression. Use the voice.
Use the voice. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Bro. That would be cool. Maybe that's yet to come in this part
three.
We'll see what happens.
Oh, no, the Sandokar. That's one of them, right? That's one of the things?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I love this moment because Valeria, first, they have these unbelievable illustrations of the demons trying to take Arnold. It's like the most visually interesting part of the movie.
And wouldn't you know it, Chris Cabin? They're fucking hand-drawn cartoons.
They look great. They
Not
look
a
fantastic.
Goddamn computer among them.
Don't need to touch it. And then, you know what? But Valeria knows what he really needs.
She goes up there and starts whispering him some dirty shit. I'll let you put it anywhere.
Oh, man.
On my chest, anywhere. You can do whatever you want to. And he is just immediately up.
Krom, I have to go back. I have to go back, Krom. She said I could put it anywhere. Krom, let me go back.
Oh, no, I'm premature Kroming.
I promise you this does not happen all the time. This is ridiculous. It's a total fluke.
I was crucified. I didn't have time. I was built up. It was built up.
It's good that you wrapped me in towels already. It's an easy cleanup here.
That's true.
So they, like, fight these ghosts for a second or something.
It's like, get out of here, ghosts.
It's pretty great. Also, these ghosts, you see the fucking pectorals on these ghosts? A ripped ghost is unsettling.
Fuck. Because
it's just,
hot.
They're basically animated like little Casper kind of ghosts. Like they have a tail and whatnot. But just these big fucking titties. Like it is the craziest. Like even these ghosts are working out in this movie.
Yeah, they're skipping leg day though, right? Because it's just a tail or whatever.
But now I'm learning I would fuck a monster and fuck a ghost.
Well, that's what I do think it would be funnier though if you got the Casper uncles. What were they? Fart, burp, and snot. And they go and get him, and they're like, "Oh, give me him!"
Yeah, we need a fat one, we need a skinny one, we need the ghost of a dead innocent child, definitely.
That's a good one.
They make the raid on Thulsa Doom's hideout here. We're wearing like cool face paint stuff here.
It's awesome. They sort of look like a black and white version of the Aladdin Sane cover.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's going on. Pretty cool looking shit here to infiltrate the hideout or whatever.
And again, these people are just practicing their religion, having a peaceful orgy, and eating human soup.
The people soup did look kind of good. That what do they put in to make it green? I want to taste the flavor profile, you know?
Well, that's the thing, though.
Get a
though,
roux
right?
going first, you know? Get a good roux.
That's well, it's kind of yeah. You need that. You need a good base on your human soup. Write that down.
Some butter, yeah.
It's like the Copa scene in Goodfellas, though, because we come in through the kitchen. Because you see how we're making the people soup?
Not as cool as just eating the people soup.
It's like Jason Voorhees got at these fucking. There's just bodies hanging, fucking pinheads around. I think they're skinning people, gutting them.
It's just this lady eating an eyeball, and then he kissed me.
Bunch of dudes are moving a table for him. Pretty cool.
Da-dum-dum.
James Earl Jones is watching with Max von Sydow's daughter, and he's getting so horny his face gets an erection.
Oh, my God.
As he's busy transforming into a snake, which this is the second funniest edit in the movie, because you see, like, his hand go into the sleeve, kind of. Like, both of his hands disappear. They cut to the orgy for a second, and they cut back, and it's just a snake puppet. How you doing? Hey, I'm definitely James Earl Jones still.
Thulsa Doom is definitely some type of reptilian-human hybrid from the constellation Draco.
They eat cannibal stew, folks. They just do it. They got a guy there to make sure the rice doesn't stick to the bottom.
Yeah, they have children slaves, of course. Wait, no, I support the snake cult now. Never mind. Anyway, never.
Actually, it's freaking Krom's gay.
Krom is turning the freaking frogs gay. Snake cult's all right now. All right, I'll vote for them. All right.
They fight. It's fun. It's cool. You know, this is when we meet Sven-Olof Thorsen's really cool hammer for a second.
Oh,
got this hammer that's basically what fucking Mario's using in Donkey Kong. Yes. It's fantastic, this thing.
Oh, my God, and your mom's bringing pizza, huh?
Hell yeah, dude. The X-Files are on. Fuck. What a time to be alive. Clinton surplus and all.
Isn't it amazing that culture just bottomed out? Isn't that great?
Yeah. Why do you want to grow up? This should be the end of the movie, right? Like, we've got the big orgy, the big thing, like...
Ends in a bang?
Yes.
It does end in a bang, yes. Do you just want to show me another staircase? I've seen enough of them. I'm good. Don't worry about it.
But this is, like, one of the most violent things. Like, dudes are getting their throats cut. It's fucking fantastic. I have to say, though, for as violent as this movie is, we do have a couple of long sex scenes here. Pretty chaste orgy, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I think they're
barely
all...
a nipple.
The thing is, like, maybe they've been going all day and they're kind of exhausted. They need that people soup to revitalize them.
Oh, right. Oh, we're like in like intermission.
Yeah, like once you shot five times or something, you know?
Because it's very weird that James Earl Jones, Thulsa Doom here, he's not participating in the orgy.
But if I believe the Netflix documentaries that I've seen and the HBO Max cult documentaries I've watched,
sure,
the leader's always getting in on it. So it must be intermission because this guy's high up. He's high as shit on his throne, not participating.
This is very early on in orgies. We haven't really gone like this. He is really.
Is it?
He's a pioneer, honest. Like, who else is doing orgies? So you're saying
nine cave people never got together and banged?
I'm not seeing it in the movie. I'm taking what the movie gave me.
This movie doesn't have cave people in it.
No, but I'm saying I don't think cave people are fucking like that.
We should get narration to give us the definitive thing about what orgies were,
Maybe it's like the Royal Rumble and you don't want to be one of the first guys in there. You know what I mean? Maybe
totally.
It's exciting to be running down the platform towards the end.
That's
you
want
to come in at like minute 30. 35,
exactly.
You know?
With an orgy, you don't want to be first or last.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Well, actually, now that you say it, I do believe Nietzsche wrote about caveman orgies.
Oh, he did
so
not.
You know what? I should take it back. I'm sorry.
The absolute funniest part about this scene, though, is like, so they start laying waste. The fires are started, the whole thing. James Earl Jones, still as a snake, is like, oh no, fuck this shit. And slithers through, you guessed it, a snake-sized hole.
Okay, maybe his thing is like, I'm going to skip the human orgy this year and go straight to the snake one.
I mean, a snake going in a hole, remind you of anything?
Oh, man, that's like this movie's connection to the end of North by Northwest with the train going in the tunnel. Same shit. That's same filmmaking caliber.
Exactly what they had in mind.
They steal the princess and... they're pissed because, like, Sven Ulf Thorsen has a concussion or something. And to get them back, James Earl Jones does this sick snake arrow that kills for Valeria. That's pretty cool.
Amazing.
Oh, badass. He just kind of, like, straightens out this snake. Very cartoon-esque here.
You know,
it's almost like a balloon animal kind of a trick. Like, hold on, I'm going to make a snake arrow. Hold on. This is the worst birthday party ever. This guy's bangs are terrible.
It's great, too. He looks at this little snake arrow that he made, and he just goes, seek.
Okay, boss. You got it. Oh, dude, if he's talking like the bullets in Roger Rabbit?
Yeah, exactly.
Except for that problematic indigenous American one.
Yeah.
That guy.
That wouldn't be great.
He's not making the remake.
No.
But she, unfortunately, passes out and dies.
Well, because the thing is, Steve, it was the law at the time, movies like this especially, you can only have one woman at a time.
Yeah, that's true.
So now that they've got this princess to deal with, sorry, Valeria, you got to go.
Go out of there.
So she's shot in the back.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's a real great shot by James Earl Jones. I just have to put that out there.
The movie was in danger of passing the Bechdel test. Get it out of here.
End it immediately. But they give her a cool Viking funeral here, which is neat.
Now, we didn't talk about this when we were doing the rewatch a little while ago, but this is something I noticed on my first watch. I believe Valeria's own funeral here, little bit of nip slippage going on.
Oh, really?
And I feel like Conan should have covered that up before she's going to Valhalla. You can't go to Valhalla with a titty out, dude. Like, that's not... I don't want that to be happening.
That's the only way to let you in. I don't know about Valhalla.
Oh, that's nipples out has to happen
or
else the gates won't open.
I mean, every R. Crumb funeral has to have nipples out.
That's fair.
Big asses and nipples out, I believe.
Pink lines.
But they burn her up, and this guy, Sobutai, goes to Mako. He's like, yeah, I will cry for my friend Conan because he can't act and do it. I mean, because he is a brave warrior, and I will do it instead.
Which is a real kick in the nuts because this guy playing Sobutai was just some surfer. He was like a professional surfer that knew John Milius from somewhere.
With the Stellar Adler Academy, clearly. The Stellar Adler Surfing Academy, which is a different one.
Course.
Hang 10, dudes.
I assume that's what she sounded
yeah,
like.
Yeah, she's an older lady, I imagine.
Yeah.
So she's cooking up good Star Wars style. Mm-hmm. And it's actually very funny because Mako's like, you idiot. You shouldn't have had this Viking funeral at the top of that hill. You're not going to light this fire. And Conan's like, sounds like a challenge to me. And he just goes right up and does it immediately. One of the easiest parts of the movie.
And Crom.
And then he's like, this is my house. I have to defend it.
Let me get out my micro machines and Christmas ornaments.
Snaky bandits, you want some more? They set up this like rock area full of like,
you know, they've got like a skeleton guy and a horse to be their Michael Jordan in the window. Yes,
yep, exactly. Yeah. Yep.
It's amazing. Yeah. Some Christmas ornaments. Try to step on that, Sven. Next to this Rube Goldberg machine that's going to stab you through the heart.
This is the this device that they said, this mousetrap-esque device they set up. Oh, it's awesome.
Sven Ulthurston gets the best death of the movie, easily.
It is. Oh, it's great. And it doesn't even have to be a decapitation.
No.
It's just very violent and hilarious at the same time.
Well, they're doing great with the squib work here. We're seeing big old bursts of blood when these guys are taken out.
Oh, it's sloshing all over the screen, all this fake blood.
It's really beautiful.
Great.
They know that he's a hammer guy, so there's like a helmet that is the button.
Oh, yes. So you're right.
He uses his own hammer to hit this helmet, and then he gets like staked through the heart like a fucking vampire.
Kick the man into the can, the mousetrap.
And he gets murdered.
That was awesome. Four of you remembered that board game.
Thank you. Good game.
That game sucked, man.
Really?
You fucking took 37 minutes to set it up. It never worked right. You were supposed to kick the man into the can. He never fucking made it.
It sounds like someone didn't win Mousetrap that often.
Wouldn't it be great if you were back at your mom's house, eating Pizza Hut, playing Mousetrap?
Oh yes.
What's that? A whole cheese pizza just for me?
Hey, you know what's better? Puberty.
Yeah.
I sleep in a big bed with my wife, Instagram.
Yeah. But, and again, this is not the movie, the end of the movie, and it should be. This is a big siege. Everyone's bleeding and cutting each other open.
You cannot have this Sven Ulthorsen death and still have like 25 minutes left of your movie, man.
The other number two, the football guy, comes out and he gets ganked too.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he gets like super chopped up, right?
Yeah.
This was like, this dude got so chopped up in the movie that the fucking MPAA was like, all right, everything's mostly cool. But that one guy being turned into deli meat, you got to cut that down a little bit.
Well, Valeria uses her one, like, Valkyrie credit. Like, you only get one. And she, like, kind of distracts him for 4 seconds.
Oh, right. She comes from the afterlife to play defense for a second.
Yes.
Valeria, where did you get all that cool armor? Up in heaven. It's fantastic.
What is heaven?
Turns out the four winds were right. Just warning you, bud.
Look.
Stop saying that. Oh, that's right. He does, right before the battle, he's like, Kram, I've never prayed to you, but like, help me out or you're bullshit or something.
And then Kram's like, to hell with me. Well, yeah, I'm Satan. I mean, obviously.
There's no way to appeal to your God, Conan. That's all I'm saying. With that attitude.
I live in the underworld.
But then, speaking of religion, the end of this movie takes place on Snake Christmas. Which is when their defenses are at their lowest, I understand.
It's a vigil. Everyone is lit in a candle. They're all out there singing snake carols.
Snake wow, Christmas, it's my favorite holiday.
It's so nice to see all of you at Mass, but I have to say, clearly, you're not here every Sunday.
But regardless, we snake you a Merry Christmas.
Yes!
Snake Miss Carols.
Snake Miss is better. Okay, Snake Christmas is better.
That'll Snake work. Miss, yeah.
That makes okay. sense.
We'll get Weird Al to make the album. Mm-hmm. It'll be way better.
And he just basically sneaks up on James Earl Jones, and James Earl Jones is like,
you're kind of like my son, too, FYI.
He's shitting his pants, basically.
It's this whole thing of like, well, I kind of created you by doing all that bad stuff. That's why you're you.
Right, yeah.
And for a minute, he's buying it. Yeah. Which you're like, you idiot. Come on.
It's the eyes. The alluring eyes.
Exactly, yeah. Dude.
Is working it? Oh, okay, if that's not working, how about some money? I got money.
Nothing with money? Okay, one more thing to try. Hamana, 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 hamana.
Do you happen to like snakes at all?
I despise them.
God damn it.
And all this right. is like the grisliest decapitation in cinema history.
Fuck, it's great.
You really want it in one go, right? You want a quick...
That's the idea, just a swift... Whoosh.
But I'll tell you, try it at home. You're not getting it in one go. You got to work through that a little bit.
Well, because he's trying to get the, like the greatest revenge, which is to use his father's broken sword.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty
cool.
So
already, that thing's fucked up. And he's hacking away...
really bad.
That's gotta hurt.
And he's just like wiggling it for a bit. He's like, get the fuck off the fucking thing.
It's so awesome. And this head, we wanted to make a letterboxed list of movies where a head rolls down a huge staircase. So far I got this and Apocalypto, the Mel Gibson movie.
Okay.
That's another badass fucking head kick, which is cool.
Is that in The Kids Are All Right with Mark Ruffalo and Annette Bening, or no?
It might have been. Like, okay. They have like a nice dinner in Los Angeles, and then someone's head is kicked down a staircase.
That's towards the beginning. Yeah,
okay,
you're right.
Okay, good.
And all these like cult members are like, Well, I guess we'll throw these candles into the water and get the fuck out of here.
Where's the Harvey P. Carr religion? We'll head to that. We'll do that. Let's go for that, I think.
And I love this shot of Conan after it's all done. He's just sitting on the steps like he just won the big game, but he doesn't know how to feel about it because he's graduating high school and college is next.
Did I peak early? I don't know.
Am I going to have to break up with my high school sweetheart at the turkey drop?
If it was anyone but John Milius, this would be like, vengeance is empty, violence solves nothing. But no, he loves that this happened.
Violence solved fucking everything.
This fucking rules.
All five decapitations, worth it. Justified.
And then there's maybe we'll see you next week on Conan, because like, you know.
Oh, dude, yeah, the shot of Arnold. It's kind of funny because they make him look at the end of this movie like he's going to look now in this King Conan movie if they do it. Like a little gray, you know, heavy wears the crown, all that stuff.
He looks better in this ending, I think. Yeah. I mean, the guy's too old to play King Conan. Come on.
Well, if he's just got to sit there.
Well, that's just him delegating? All right. I'll watch two hours and 10 minutes of that, I guess.
Oh, you decapitate him. Uncle Conan's a little busy right now.
Obatai, I'm tired. Could you cry for me?
But yeah, you just get this Mako intro or outro where it's really setting up sequels, and he's like, oh, and Conan did become king by his own hand, just like the prophecy said, and they had all these crazy adventures, which we'll tell you about in the next movies.
You hear about that, producers? Huh? You like that?
Oh, and by the way, there's a little comment card underneath your seat, and just write what you liked and what you didn't like before you leave the theater.
Oh, I'd like him to destroy more stuff. Okay, Conan the Destroyer, we'll do that.
Done deal. Yeah.
Why is he a king? I got it.
One guy really liked the monster fucking. Okay.
All right, we'll give you a Red Sonja for that one.
And that's Conan the Barbarian, folks. That's the end of the movie.
That is it.
Now, we have to start wrapping up. But a big thanks to the staff at the Varsity. This is a beautiful venue.
You've all
been amazing. Thank you all for coming out. Seriously.
Thank you.
We were so stoked to do this. Y'all have been through some real shit. And I have to say, the fucking resiliency of this town is incredibly inspirational. So thank you.
Thank you.
For everything you people have been doing in this town. Thumbs up here. But as we do have to get going, we like to end every show here with a check-in to see what the internet thought about this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the best way we've found to do it, and haven't been able to find a better way since, or yet, is to check in with some of the best grounded, intelligent film writing, and that's to be found on the IMDb user review section. You guessed right. So we do have a few for you here tonight. First one, 10 out of 10 stars. The most manly movie in film history.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay.
Written by WWF Hulk Jr.
Oh.
February 22nd, 2016.
Mm.
Well, friends, that's how you know it's trouble to start. This dude thinks that weirdos on IMDb are his buddies.
What is he doing, Mark Twain? Sit on a stool. Let me tell you about Conan Barbarian.
Come on down here. We'll drink some sarsaparilla and talk about Conan. All right, there we go. Well, friends, I'm 41 years old now, and I have seen this movie over 40 times, maybe 50.
This sounds like a guy that wants mom to come out with Pizza Hut.
No, I'm sorry. This guy was 41 in 2016. He has thrown himself into a hungry ocean by now.
Don't worry, guys. He died from COVID, I think.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
I've seen hundreds of movies. Action and sci-fi and fantasy movies, police movies, all mafia movies, cyberpunk movies. Yeah, all mafia. All the mafia
Every
movies.
Every single one.
Fucking liar.
You name it, and I've seen it.
Wow.
I love movies. But Conan the Barbarian is the most manly movie I have ever seen. The soundtrack by Basil Poledouris, my countryman, is perhaps the best epic music ever.
Wow.
It is pretty baller. It's true.
Okay.
The photography is glorious. John Milius did a great job. The cast is great. The plot is great. Everything is great. The intro is magnificent. You know, that which does not kill us makes us stronger.
My God, he's talking about the Nietzsche quotes?
Of course he is. Of course he is.
I get the chills every time the narrator speaks. And the anthem of Crom starts playing, and Conan's father tells him the story of steel. You know, this you can trust. Not men, not women, but steel. Hell yeah!
All right, dude.
This guy's got a home forge.
Oh, absolutely.
He's seen every episode of Forged in Fire.
This guy burned down his mom's house while she was getting pizza.
You did it again, you piece of shit!
I have to be manly, Mom.
New X-Files is on.
It's for the Tang.
Arnie is great as Conan. There are no movies like that anymore, kids. Forget it. This golden era is finished. P.S. Thanks to Dino De Laurentiis for this epic film. I'm sure Robert Howard, who created the Conan character, would love this film. Mm. And now this is great because this motherfucker says P.S. and then does not understand that if you're going to do another one, it's P.P.S.
Uh-huh.
Instead, this motherfucker goes, P.S. 2.
What?
The remake sucks. End of review.
Also, like right. the whole, like, you can't make this today. They made The Northman, which was like the same movie.
Yes.
And more brutal.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. A few more here. 10 out of 10 stars. Way better than anything Hollywood put out before or since.
All right, dude.
Written by Crazy Wumpus.
You got April, that right.
Yeah, April the 3rd, 2008. This really is an amazingly well-done fantasy film. And I shudder to think that Gladiator has gotten better reviews than this movie.
Of course it did.
Shudder to think. Well, shudder.
Both have Sven Ole Thorsen.
True.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You think this dude knew that?
What?
You think this dude knew that right in the review?
Oh, no. This is a stupid guy.
Yeah. In that movie, they give Sven, like, real respect. He's his own character. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't hanging out as king out there.
Right, you're right.
It's just Sven having a day of it.
Wow, Sven, you were pretty good in Gladiator. Have to say, though, I could have been in it as well. Maybe cheering in the background.
Yup, me as well. Why don't you think of me as a gladiator?
It may not be an over-the-top blockbuster, but that's kind of the point.
Hmm.
It's pretty minimalistic in its dialogue and some other aspects. All right.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you say, dude, let's keep rocking. But I only think that helps it, not hurts it. Personally, I can't stand to watch overdone Hollywood dramatizations such as Gladiator. Motherfucker, this is 2008, dude. Did you just see this shit or what?
Just go over to the Gladiator page and make the negative review about Gladiator.
No, that I guarantee you on the Gladiator page, they kicked him off. And they're like, yeah, you take that to the Conan page. You do that shit over there. This is our page.
These are the Gladiator fans you're talking yes. about. Yeah, okay.
Even Lord of the Rings, which were very well-done movies, could have done without much of their overdramatic dialogues and extreme
oh,
facial
shut
close-ups.
Shut up, crazy Wumpus! Leave us alone!
What if they just looked at each other instead?
Facial close-ups that seem to go on forever. I don't know, much like people fucking staring at each other?
Yeah.
Right, dude.
People have cited this movie as laughable.
Mm.
The quotes are there. But I personally think that many of Peter Jackson's choices for LOTR were equally laughable. End of review. Fuck you.
That was on purpose, you moron. He was trying to make you laugh a little bit, you fucking twit.
No, nihilism only, dude. All right, here we go. Last one. 1 out of 10 stars.
Oh, no.
Eh?
Uh-oh.
Subject line. Terrible fantasy flick.
Hear him out.
Written by Acetylochlorine Joyer. I don't know. It's a bunch of fucking words.
Can we get some Acetylochlorine Joyer for the table, please?
Spicy. No, heavy spice on that.
Yeah, bring more chili oil. More chili oil for that.
Yeah, well, some on the side. I might want more.
Written September 10th, 2010.
Okay.
This came with a spoiler alert on it, which I don't know that you need, but I guess this fellow was just being safe.
Sure.
A double click to read this gem.
This is one of the worst fantasy films ever made.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The effects were bad, even for the time when this was made. Mm. Also, Arnold Schwarzenegger's performance was terrible, just like in all the films where he appears.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Oh, come on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Don't bullshit me.
This motherfucker, right?
Calm down.
Parentheses. He never made a single good film, colon. Many people consider this to be two of the best films with him, but I found just as bad as the others. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I apologize to the Varsity Theater for getting everybody riled up before we leave. Jesus Christ.
Now, here's where you know the creepitude's coming in.
Uh-huh. No.
But besides that, the comics of Conan the Barbarian were also pretty bad.
Okay.
All were boring and with ugly and uninspiring and stupid stories. Did Conan the Barbarian fuck this guy's wife? What is going on?
Might have. He seems to like doing that.
Yeah, I crumbed all over her.
That's a line he said in the movie. Also, none of the characters of this movie were likable. I hated all of them. Hmm. This movie is awful. If you want to see a good action flick, go see Watchmen. We've been We Ate Movies from New York City.
Thank you, guys.
Thank y'all for coming out, Minneapolis. We love y'all. Bye-bye. And fuck ICE!